All right, so we're diving right in today with some pretty eye-catching crypto moves
Yeah.
and involving World Liberty Financial,
Right.
the DeFi project tied to Donald Trump. Our main source here is this article we got that breaks down some recent crypto transfers they made.
Big transfers.
Yeah, and we're going to, try to figure out
What's
what the
going to
story is behind all this.
Yeah, what's the deal with these transactions?
And what the project itself is saying about it.
Right. What's their explanation?
Exactly.
Well, the big thing that jumps out right away is over
Yeah.
$250 million in crypto.
Whoa.
Mainly Ethereum and wrapped Bitcoin
Huge.
moved out of their multi-signature wallet.
Now, for people who maybe aren't as familiar with crypto lingo,
Yeah.
multi-sig wallet, what is that?
So it's basically a type of crypto wallet
Okay.
where you need multiple people to approve any
Oh, I
transactions
see.
before any funds can be moved.
So, like an added layer of security.
Exactly. Think of it like a joint bank account
Okay.
where you need multiple signatures to withdraw money.
Right. Yeah.
So that all happened just this past Monday.
And this article points out almost 168 million
Wow.
in Ethereum alone.
Yeah.
And then on top of that,
Yeah.
64 million in wrapped Bitcoin was moved. But I think what really stands out here is
Yeah.
how much their treasury has shrunk.
It's
It was
wild.
over $400 million back in February,
Yeah.
and now it's supposedly less than 90 million.
That's a huge drop.
That's a massive drop in a very short amount of time.
It really is. And the other interesting thing
Yeah.
is where a big chunk of that Ethereum went
Right.
to a wallet labeled Coinbase Prime.
Coinbase Prime.
And that's important because Coinbase Prime usually deals with institutional clients,
Ah.
like big players.
So not just like your average everyday
Yeah.
crypto person.
No, not at all.
Right. Okay.
This could mean they're trying to liquidate,
Yeah.
sell off a large amount of Ethereum.
Right.
And that's not really what you'd expect if it was just for like routine expenses.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, is something up with their finances?
Yeah.
Or maybe there's a strategic shift they're not telling us about.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe they're pivoting.
Exactly.
So this is where things get really interesting.
Okay, tell me more.
Because this article reminds us that World Liberty Financial has kind of been in this situation before.
Oh, really?
Back in January, they had some similar big transfers.
Yeah.
And then they came out and reassured everyone,
Saying everything's fine.
right, like nothing to see here. And then just a week later,
What happened?
they made headlines by buying over $100 million in crypto.
Whoa.
And according to this article,
Yeah.
they said it was a symbolic gesture
Interesting.
tied to Trump's potential inauguration.
Oh, wow. So they're really playing up that
Yeah,
connection.
and it makes you think,
Yeah.
when you see this pattern of big moves followed by explanations.
Like, are they being transparent or is there more to the
Yeah,
story?
exactly.
Well, and we also have to think about the bigger picture here.
Right, the context.
Exactly. The crypto market has been pretty volatile lately,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
partly because of things happening in the wider economy.
Yeah, like what kinds of things?
Well, there's been a lot of talk about Trump's new tariffs
Right.
and how that's impacting things. We saw Bitcoin and Ethereum dip initially,
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
but then they bounced back.
They did.
So it's hard to say for sure
Yeah.
if what World Liberty Financial is doing
Right.
is completely separate from all of that.
Right, or if it's all tied together somehow.
Exactly.
And it's not just the big players either.
What do you mean?
Ethereum and wrapped Bitcoin.
Yeah.
The article also mentions that they moved smaller amounts of other assets too,
Okay.
like Aave, Athena, Movement, Chainlink, and Ondo.
So they're spreading things around.
Yeah, it seems like it. But
Interesting.
does that tell us anything about the nature of these so-called routine movements?
Yeah, it definitely adds another piece to the puzzle.
Yeah, for sure.
And on top of all of this, don't forget World Liberty Financial still has
Oh, right.
over 1 billion WLFI tokens up for grabs
Yeah.
in their ongoing token sale.
Which, by the way, are still going for 0.05 each.
Right. So that brings up a big question.
What's that?
How do these huge transfers connect to their fundraising efforts?
Yeah. Are they trying to raise capital?
Are they trying to cash out?
Or are they just moving funds around?
We don't know for sure.
It's hard to say.
But it's something to think about,
Yeah, definitely.
especially with all the attention
Right?
on the leadership involved here.
Yeah, I mean, you can't ignore the Trump name.
It's everywhere.
He's their chief crypto advocate.
And his sons are all over it too.
Yeah, Donald Jr., Eric, and Barron are listed as their Web3 ambassadors.
It's a family affair.
It really is.
So we have to ask ourselves,
yeah,
are these massive outflows really just routine for treasury management?
As World Liberty Financial claims?
Exactly. Or is there something more going on?
Given their past actions.
And what's happening in the market right now.
Right.
The sheer scale of these transfers.
Yeah.
And that move to Coinbase Prime,
mm-hmm.
that's a platform for institutions.
Right. Big players.
It definitely raises some eyebrows.
Yeah. It warrants a closer look for sure.
I think so.
So just to recap quickly.
Okay.
We've seen over $230 million in Ethereum and wrapped Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, some other assets leave World Liberty Financial.
Right.
And that's the project heavily linked to Donald Trump.
Right.
They're saying it's just routine treasury management, but the amount of money involved.
It's massive.
Especially that transfer to Coinbase Prime.
Yeah.
Plus, their overall holdings have dropped sharply since February.
Right.
So it does make you wonder.
It does.
And we can't forget about that pattern we talked about, where they reassure everyone and then make a huge crypto buy.
It's a strange pattern.
It is.
So here's a final thought for you to consider.
Okay.
Given how much money we're talking about.
Yeah. Hundreds of millions of dollars.
Exactly. And where it went.
To Coinbase Prime.
Right. And then you factor in the political connections.
Yeah, the Trump ties.
What could the real reasons be?
Yeah.
Behind these routine movements? And what could this mean for both the crypto world and the political landscape going forward?
It's definitely something to think about.
It really is.
Thanks for breaking it all down with me.
Anytime.
That was the Deep Dive.
Catch you next time.
See ya.
Bye.